Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. Today we visit the Lanark Highlands Youth Center for an update on the events and programs being offered to local youth. My guest is Executive Director Raina Critchley. Hi Raina, welcome to Lake 88.
Hi Linda, how are you?
Very well, thank you. So we last spoke, it was about a year ago, I guess, when you'd just taken over, right, as Executive Director. I'm just wondering how things have been going since we last spoke.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of more experience under my belt now since the last time that we spoke.
So right, okay.
I have more that I can kind of give information on now, which is nice too. I'm not so much in the learning phase anymore. It's more of the action phase now, which is really nice.
Okay.
So we're definitely trying new projects and starting new things and still doing a bit of pandemic recovery in terms of trying to get our organization back to what we were operating at prior to the pandemic. And so, a lot of our focus has been there and just making sure the kids still have access to what they need.
So, right. Sounds good. Now, just to give our listeners an idea, where is your physical location of the youth center?
So we're located right in the Lanark Highlands. We're right beside the Lanark Arena. And so we have a two-story building there where we offer most of our programs. But you can also find us in some of the local schools offering after-school programs as well.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about ages of the youth that attend. Numbers that you have, days open and times that of operation, that sort of thing.
For sure. So we cater to youth between the ages of 10 to 18 at our physical location. And we offer all different types of programming to them. Our main program days right now are Tuesdays and Fridays from 2 to 8 p.m. and Thursdays from 2 to 6 p.m. We offer after school program on the Mondays and Wednesdays at the schools right now. So kids can drop in anytime in that period. We release a calendar every month, and so that gives you an idea of what we're kind of doing each month. And we do have some recurring programs that we do sort of on a weekly basis, and we also have new things that we try kind of once a year and different things like that. So it's a little bit of something for everybody.
Are you getting a lot of the youth coming out to the after-school program? I think that's really great. There's not a lot for the kids to do, is there, after school sometimes?
Yeah. So it is a great program because there's sort of lots of different ways that we go about doing it. So there's some aspects of it that's more for homework help and that sort of thing. There's some aspects of it that are more health and nutrition and wellness and that sort of side of it. And then we do also offer sports and arts and things like that too. So
that's fantastic. Now, are they able to use, you're right in Lanark Village, are they able to use the arena next door to you there?
Yeah, so in the winter months, we actually offer free skating to our youth on every second Thursday. So our last one was actually just last Thursday or yesterday. And so we'll start renting that space going into the summer to do sort of more gym style stuff. So sometimes we bring our dodgeballs over and we have UV lights. So sometimes we'll even do UV dodgeball and they can glow in the dark and stuff. And we do all sorts of fun things like that, too.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk about your programs now.
Yeah. So we have some programs that we've been doing since we opened. So some things like our points program and our role model of the month program are both things that youth can get involved in day one of coming into our organization. So that's a really great way for them to kind of learn about the space and what the expectation in the space is too. And it teaches them some life skills like money management and time management and things like that. And then we do also have a lot of recreational programs too, where it's just drop-in style and we do like an art project together. We'll do a science experiment together. We do baking. We are going to be putting our garden in going into the spring so that we'll have some gardening program stuff happening as well. So there's all kinds of different stuff. And if people aren't sure, they can always reach out to us or they can check out our calendar and they can see what's going on. And we're happy to answer any questions too.
It sounds really fantastic. It sounds like you're covering a lot of the things that aren't covered in a classroom that the kids, are going to get. That's great.
And so that's kind of what we try to do too, is we take note of the things that youth are getting in a more structured environment and the sort of education that they're getting in that formal setting. And then we also recognize the importance of more unstructured and recreational learning as well. And so we try to give them those opportunities to enhance their potential recreationally just as equally.
So it really goes along with you know, what they are learning in school as well. You're teaching. It sounds like you're more guiding them in life skills, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we try, and we are always open to their feedback too. So one of the things that we like to do is we post like a little poster at the beginning of every month that the kids can recommend ideas for us on. And then we try to incorporate those ideas or those programs that they want to try into the following month. So that way they have a little bit of say in what's going on too. And if there's a skill that they're actively trying to learn, then we can help support that as best as we can too.
That's really great. Now, do you still have your community takeout dinners that you had last year?
Yeah. So we've launched that project last year in an effort to just help support the community a little bit in terms of food security and making sure that people had access to what they need. And so we've already had one this year, and we're about to host one next week, actually. So we've just finished collecting orders for that one.
So how does that work?
Yeah, Raina. So we decide different recipes to try. Sometimes they've been given to the community. Sometimes it's recipes that we like to do at the youth center. And we just choose a recipe to try in our book, basically. And then we post it out to the community, and community members can let us know if they'd like an order and how many of the meals they'd like to order. We choose a pickup day, and then on that pickup day, all of the food is ready to go out the door. And we've done frozen, and we've also done like ready to eat that night. So it's really whatever the family prefers.
That's fantastic. So you have a kitchen, a full kitchen there, I guess.
Yeah. So we have a full kitchen, and we kind of prepare everything that leading up to that takeout day. And we try our best to adhere to their dietary restrictions and things like that too. And then the meals are actually just by donation. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible. And so any donation is fine for the family. Our average right now is probably about $20 a meal, which is great. And that way it helps offset costs for families that are struggling as well.
So everybody benefits. The youth benefit by learning how to make these things and how to cook. And the community is benefiting as well by getting really good, nutritious dinners at a good price. So that's really fantastic. You've got some summer programs happening too, do you?
So we're going to start. So in the summertime, I should preface this with our hours change in the summertime. So in July, we'll go to full daytime hours. So we'll be 10 to 5. And we don't necessarily offer summer, like structured summer camp programs, but we do sort of themed weeks generally. And so, youth and their families can kind of look through our calendars, in the summertime and see if there's a week of activities that they'd like to come for, or if there's specific days that they'd like to come for. And we just maintain that sort of drop-in style.
Right.
And so it helps give everybody some ideas of what they can do to stay busy during the summertime as well. We also offer a few trips during the summertime, so people can look out for that. And
A few trips. Great. Like, where would you go on a bus?
In the past, we've done Mount Cascade a lot. We tend to try and go to Sandbanks at least once a year too. So it's a lot of sort of like beachy things, but we try to get opportunities for the kids to sort of leave Lanark County and go try something somewhere else. And so we're always looking for new opportunities to take them to somewhere new as well. So we'll probably try to do something different this year. We just tried rollerblading over March break, actually, for the first time, which is really exciting.
Where did you go for that?
We went all the way to Napanee for that, and they have a disco roller rink in an old arena there.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And so it's a family-owned business, and we wanted to take the kids to do something new over the March break, and we took, I believe it was 25 kids to this roller rink, and we spent the afternoon there, and they had a blast. It was really cool.
That's great. Yeah. But it costs money to do these things. Where does the funding come from?
So some of our funding is provided for these sorts of trips and things. Transportation costs for trips is definitely the most difficult part of planning them. The transportation costs have just continued to increase. So that's something we generally struggle with when we're sort of trying to plan these sorts of things. So we do get some funding specifically for these opportunities, and we do have some families that like to support these opportunities as well. And we do also have a lot of generous community members who make donations to help us pull off these sorts of projects too.
That's great. So you're always looking for more donations, right?
Yeah, and people can find more information about that by visiting our social media and website, or they're welcome to get in touch with us directly as well, and we can help them with that.
Okay. How rewarding is it for you to be able to work with young people like this?
Oh, for me, this is basically exactly what I had planned for all along, I guess. I have sort of worked to have this opportunity for a long time, and I see a lot of myself in the kids that I work with. And so a lot of my work tends to be very passion driven for that reason. And I definitely see continued need, but also different needs that the youth have. And so a lot of my goal is to try my best to address those needs and to continue to make them feel seen and heard.
Your slogan, excuse me, is "A Place to Be Me." Now, what message does that send to the youth?
So our organization is just designed to be an open, safe, supportive environment where anybody can come in and feel sort of included and welcomed. And so a lot of what we do at our organization is sort of maintain that safe atmosphere. And we do that by holding each other accountable through our sort of rules and the code of conduct that we uphold the kids to. But we also do that by just being kind to each other and trying new things together and talking, and we eat meals together and play games and sort of build those bonds in those safe settings. And by doing that, it gives them a safety net of people that they maybe didn't have before, people that they don't necessarily go to school with or have access to in their home life. And so it's sort of this unique little hideaway that they can go to, and they can reconnect and ground themselves and better themselves in certain ways, for sure.
Right. Do you work with other youth centers in Lanark County, Raina?
So our youth center is actually part of a coalition of 5 youth centers. So we're part of the Lanark County Youth Center Coalition, which consists of 5 youth centers in Lanark County. So we do still work together and on certain projects and activities, and we definitely connect to sort of come together for new ideas with funding or new ideas with projects, or if any of the organizations have a challenge that they're trying to address, then we have that sort of support network of youth centers to go to that we can work together with.
That sounds good. Now, we have a few minutes left. Is there anything that you would like to say that we haven't covered yet?
I have a few little things that I can put out there for the community if they want to kind of stay tuned for what's going on going into summer.
Absolutely.
So we're hoping to do our first coffee or Sweet Tooth Cafe from this year on April 28th. So we are basically offering a coffee house to the community. So youth or community members are welcome to come and perform. So we do live performances. We have some instruments that people are welcome to use. We tend to do some coffee and goodies and things. So we'll probably theme this one spring, and we open the windows and doors and we have a big sort of fun party, and it's a nice time for everybody to just sort of connect and for everybody to come and see our space and to see what the kids have to offer. So it's always a good time for people to come and see that. And so you're welcome to stay tuned for the April 28th timing, but that's sort of the day that we're hoping to go for. And then we're actually partnering with the South Lanark Community Garden, which is just outside of Lanark, Lanark Highlands, and we're hoping to do some barbecues in May with them. So they're planning an event for the Mother's Day weekend where you can buy plants and do some crafts and things like that, and we'll be offering a barbecue that weekend.
And will that be right at the community garden, the South Lanark Community Garden?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll be offering a barbecue the following weekend as well, because it'll be the long weekend. So you'll be able to come and visit us and the South Lanark Community Garden and see all the cool stuff that they've got going on too.
That's really great. Now, is this a new thing for you to partner with the South Lanark Community Garden? Is that brand new this year?
We actually did the same barbecue last year with them for the first time.
Okay.
So this is sort of us going again because we had a great time working with them last year and they've been a great supporter of us. So we're trying to collaborate together again to continue to offer unique experiences to the youth. And so, yeah, this is something that we're hoping to continue to do together going forward as well.
Sounds good.
And then the last little plug I have is for our Canada Summer Jobs positions. So we'll be securing some of those positions again this year. Those are contract positions for anybody looking for summer employment. So those individuals who would like to apply do need to be between the ages of 15 to 30, as according to the guidelines for the position. But if you're interested, you're welcome to get in touch with me early. But we'll be putting out our hiring campaign for that shortly as well.
That sounds good, Raina. So that will all be on your website, right? We can check that out.
Yeah, and our social media as well. Yeah.
Okay, check that out. Lanark Highlands Youth Center for your schedule of programs. Also, our listeners can call 613-259-2012, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that is everything. Thank you so much for having me. I always love coming on and talking about it.
Oh, you're very welcome. It sounds like you're doing a fantastic job there.
Oh, thank you. It's a lot of fun. It's definitely good motivation for work. So they make it easy.
So rewarding. And you're doing a great job. And I want to thank you very much for sharing that with us today, Raina.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda.
You're so welcome.
It was a pleasure to be back.
Have a lovely day. Thanks a lot.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Raina Critchley is Executive Director of the Lanark Highlands Youth Center. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.